You'll never believe who it was. Even I was surprised. Are you ready? Here goes. It was Missy Coyote. You remember her? The lovely Coyote Princess, the daughter of Chief Mini Rabbit Gut Eatin' Full Moon, and the sister of Scrunch the Terrible. I hadn't seen her in a long time, and fellers, when I did, I just melted. I mean, part of the melting deal came from relief that she wasn't Rip and Snort, but most of it came from the fact that she was, wow. She was so gorgeous and beautiful, I couldn't believe my eyes or my good fortune. See, she had this necklace of soft, fluffy hair around her neck, a long, bushy tail, an awesome nose, and a pair of eyes that were, hard to describe. I mean, they were yellowish eyes, not one of my favorite colors in women's eyes, and yes, they had a certain wolfish quality about them, but somehow they were softly wolfish and softly yellow. Sorry, that's the best I can do. You'll just have to take my word for it. Those were some amazing eyes. I must have gawked at her for a whole minute. I hated to gawk and stare, but what's a guy to do when he's out tramping in the wilderness and comes face to face with a coyote princess? You gawk and stare, that's what you do. After a while, she cocked her head to the side and smiled. That you, Hunk? I think it's me. It was me the last time I checked, but that was before I was blinded by the sunlight of your moonbeam. She gave a little laugh.
Ooh, that not makes sense, sunlight of moonbeam.
Right, but it's the best I can do right now. I think I just fell down the stairwell of love, Missy, and I'm still rolling.
Hunk talk funny.
Yeah, but it's a miracle that I can talk at all. I mean, have you ever looked at yourself in a pool of water? Do you have any idea how gorgeous you are?
What means gorgeous?
It means beautiful, lovely, awesome, terrific, splendiferous. The kind of face that causes hearts to stop beating, ice to melt, birds to faint and fall out of trees. The kind of face that causes a dog like me to forget who he is and where he came from, how to walk and talk.
Oh, Hunk make big foolish with talk of gorgeous. Missy's face just a face, a place for hanging nose and mouth and ears.
Ha! Huh, that's what you think.
Her expression darkened.
But what Hunk doing out here in wild place? Not safe for ranch dog, away from people friends and Boom Boom.
Hey, Missy, I've left all that stuff behind. I quit my lousy job and ran away to become, well, an outlaw or something. What do you think of that?
She was quiet for a moment.
Missy think Hunk not really care for life of outlaw. Belong with people friends and house. Outlaw life pretty hard for dog, Missy think.
You really think so? What's so hard about this? I mean, here I am enjoying a nice fall afternoon, looking at the trees and talking with the most beautiful coyote princess in the world. Nobody's mad at me or blaming me for crimes I didn't commit. I'm not listening to Drover's brainless conversations or taking trash off the cat. Where's the problem? At that moment, my stomach cranked out a loud growl. Missy heard it, cocked her head to the side, and smiled.
Hunk hungry for food?
Okay, food might be a small problem on the outlaw trail, I'll admit it, but heck, you coyotes live out here all the time and seem to get along fine. Maybe, I wiggled my left eyebrow at her, maybe you could teach me how to live off the land, huh? I've got all the time in the world and I'd just love to be the teacher's pet.
Hunk might not like what coyote eat.
Hey, Missy, food's only food, right? Anything a coyote can eat, a dog can eat. No problem.
But Missy not good teacher on hunt for food. Rip and Snort much better.
Yeah, but Rip and Snort aren't here. Which, by the way, doesn't exactly break my heart.
Rip and Snort not far away.
Oh? Hmm. Then maybe you and I could sort of fade into the wilderness and ditch them, so to speak. I don't want to badmouth your friends or kinfolks, Missy, but those guys... How can I say this? One day we seem to be pals, and the next time they look at me with these hungry eyes, almost as though they'd like to, well, eat me. Missy chirped a little laugh.
Oh, Rip and Snort just good old boy coyotes.
We shared a laugh together. Right. They're good old boys, Missy. But my feelings about them would change if they were to eat me.
Not eat, Hunk. Missy, have talk with brothers. Tell brothers be nice to Hunk while Hunk learn outlaw way.
Yes, either that or you and I could slip away and...
Shh!
Her head came up and she swiveled one of her lovely pointed ears towards the west. She listened and sniffed the wind.
Rip and Snort, coming now.
Bummer. She shot a glance at me. I mean, good, how swell. Now I can learn survival techniques from two of the... She wasn't listening, so I finished the thought under my breath. Two of the meanest cannibals in Texas. Bummer. Missy's ears were quite a bit keener than mine, and she had picked up the approach of the brothers long before I heard anything. But soon I heard them coming. They sounded like elephants, buffalo, a herd of whole herd of cattle, snapping brush and tearing limbs from trees, and singing. Yes, they were singing. I think that's what they were doing. It was hard to tell, they were such dreadful singers. But here they came, crashing through the brush and bellowing their latest piece of coyote trash. Let's see if I can remember how it went.
Oh boy, our hearts are full of joy. We tromp around and play all night, disturb the peace till day's for light. And if we're lucky, we'll pick a fight. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, me and Rip are cannibal lads. We always have a blast. When it comes to fights and wrecking things, we're surely unsurpassed. Some guys might think we're stupid just because we act that way. It ain't an act, we really are. And here is what we say. Oh boy, oh boy, our hearts are full of joy. We tromp around and play all night, disturb the peace till day's for slight. And if we're lucky, we'll pick a fight. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Perhaps you think we ain't too proud of being ignorant.
We are.
Well, we got news for you, and boy, you better take a hint. We're prouder and prouder as to who we are. We work at it every day. We burp and scratch and pick our nose.
Yeah.
And here is what we say. Oh boy, oh boy, our hearts are full of joy. We tromp around and play all night, disturb the peace till day's for sight. And if we're lucky, we'll pick a fight. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. The thing that we are proudest of is our talent for fighting skunks.
Oh, yeah.
They sprayed us several hundred times, and boy, we've really stunk.
Really stunk.
But here's the deal, we love the smell because it actually may attract the coyote gals in droves. And here is what we say. Oh boy, oh boy, our hearts are full of joy. We bump around and play all night, disturb the beast till day's for slight. And if we're lucky, we pick a fight. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Pretty bad, huh? I tried to warn you. They came tromping into camp and marched in a circle around me and Missy, singing at the top of their lungs. I was tempted to cover my ears to keep them from being damaged by the noise, but of course I didn't do that. I mean, when you're with cannibals, you don't wish to seem disrespectful of their cultural heritage, so to speak. There were probably a couple of coyote mothers in the world who could have listened to such trash, singing, expressions of cultural so forth, and might have actually beamed with pride. Motherhood is blind, they say, and might also be deaf. And it's just possible that the mothers of Rip and Snort might have appreciated their singing. Not me. I turned to Missy and was about to whisper something about the noise, but was shocked to see her hanging on every note and word. Her eyes were sparkling and she was mouthing the words, and her paws were clasped in front of her as though she thought this was something wonderful. It appeared that Missy and I had a few differences. Well, the guys finished the song and began hooping and hollering. Missy rushed out and gave each of them a hug. I was sure it meant nothing, almost nothing at all, just a little token gesture to make them feel better about, okay, maybe she actually liked their song. And yes, this did give further proof that there might be a few differences between coyotes and, well, dogs, you might say. But they were small differences, tiny differences, nothing that couldn't be solved and overcome. Whilst they celebrated their noisy song, I more or less set off to myself. I checked the claws on my right paw, studied the clouds, and went after a flea that was crawling around on my hind leg. Then, suddenly, I realized that the shouting and laughing had died out, and a deep silence had moved in. I stopped biting at the flea and turned my gaze towards the brothers. They seemed to be, well, staring at me. I thought nothing of it and went back to chasing the flea. But then I heard Snort's booming voice, and it got my full undivided attention. In his booming voice, Snort said, and this is a direct quote, he said,
Coyote girl do good, catch ranch dog out in wilderness. Rip and Snort play and sing all day. Ready now for big yummy coyote feast. Oh boy!
Coyote feast? Surely they weren't thinking of... Holy smokes. This wasn't what I'd had in mind. Not at all.